This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The African continent, understand, we need to understand a lot of things about African continent, because we even like end up engaging in this barbaric act of xenophobia, tribalism and everything of that sort, because we don't understand more about African continent. So Victor Eze, all the way from Nigeria in Lagos, is joining us right now. Victor, today I want us to get deep now into the Nigerian currency and also now the politics of Nigeria. Maybe the first question will be, what is the Nigerian currency called?
Okay, the currency is called Naira.
Naira. All right. Naira. Naira, yes. You know that now.
Naira.
Okay, Nigerian Naira. So now the strength of the currency depends on the various factors such as the country's economy performance, inflation, and also a foreign exchange reserves. So how is the Nigerian currency doing recently?
If I'm being honest with you, we've been going through a very difficult time, since the year began. Let me say since late last year. Economically, Nigeria is one of the most populated country in Africa, or is the most populated in Africa, like I said last week.
Yeah.
But the issue we are having, most of the products we use in this country is being imported. So, most times the only way to grow nation's economy and all that is what you export.
Yeah.
Like the amount of revenue that you can generate, not just from the people within, and also from the products that you can export. So, for the Nigeria economy right now, if I'm being honest with you, it has been terrible, very, very terrible, because we hardly export. Most of the goods we're using, we import it from China, from different parts of the world. People will feel like, why am I saying this about Nigeria? I'm supposed to only say good things about Nigeria and all that.
Yeah.
But the issues we're facing, I will put it back to the government. Like everybody knows, Nigeria lacks constant electricity. And when a country lacks constant electricity, startup businesses or businesses there, they can't produce, because you need constant electricity to build your product. So most of this company, they spend heavily on plant sets and generating their own power, which is quite expensive. Then secondly, too, we don't really have the government support back startup, young people that have innovations, that want to build businesses, to really build this product with the right funding. So the currency has been going down. As at yesterday, I think $1 is equivalent to 1,700 Naira, which is terrible, which means the currency is losing value very fast. So, that has been one of our major challenge lately, and we're really having it tough right now.
I read the publication by The Guardian. They said there is actually the looming increase in electricity tariffs in Nigeria. What do you have to say about that?
Okay, in terms of the tariff, first and foremost, the government, I'm basically looking for ways to generate revenue, or ways to make money, to sustain, to run the country, to run, basically the economy and all that. But the issue is not with increasing the tariff.
Yeah.
The issue is with providing sustainable power. So even if they increase the tariff, we don't see the value. We don't get the value. We don't get to see what we're paying for. You are increasing the tariff. Okay, that is understandable, because late last year, or May last year, the major issue that we're facing right now starts when the government removed the fuel subsidy.
Yeah.
So the fuel was initially subsidized, but when the government removed it, people found it difficult. Okay, let's assume that something that you're getting for 5 cents, or let me say 2 cents, 1 cent, then immediately somebody just took it to $20 or $30. We start putting measures in place to cushion the effect. Okay, we want to remove this subsidy based on the money is going to be used for other development of the country and all that. But how is it going to impact on the citizens? Right?
Mm.
That was not put in place. That led to massive inflation we've been facing right now. That is on one side. Now, the tariff that they're increasing, as they're increasing the tariff, it doesn't translate to constant electricity. So what is the use? Then one other problem we're facing, even with all this taxes increment and all that, the money that is being generated by the government, we don't feel it. We don't see the impact. It's being stolen.
Yeah.
The same government will steal what they are generating from the citizens, the tax we're paying, the increment on this, increment on that. Every day you read on the news that 20 billion was stolen, 20 billion was recovered, 5 billion was recovered into private account of government officials. It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to make right there is that I know, you know, some listeners might be like, okay, I should have sugarcoated some certain things. Is Nigeria is my country. I should be fancy. We should say only good things about our country. No. It's a terrible situation. If we continue to keep quiet, you know, to what end? And the terrible part is that the minimum wage here, the minimum wage here is about $20 per month. How can somebody be earning $20 a month in Nigeria in the current exchange rate? In a month, people are starving. People are dying. People are begging for food. 2 days ago, I saw on the news that people were looting food from a food truck. So the government is, as in, like, it has been, it's a shame. It's a shame that Nigeria is blessed with natural resources, with oil. We have natural resources even more than Dubai, even more than the US and all that. But the thing is that, you know, it's a terrible situation that, you know, our leaders, you know, they think about themselves. They are buying SUVs. Like early this year, they bought new SUVs. Their housing allowance is crazy. They're earning, as in pay themselves in, as in pay themselves is hundreds of thousands of naira and all that. But the minimum wage in Nigeria is $20. How do you run a family in a month on $20? How do you feed yourself? How do you feed your wife? How do you feed your kids on that amount of money? So the electricity tariff that was increased, it was increased based on the paper. They are saying that, okay, we are increasing this to better the economy. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to do this. The first subsidy was removed. The first subsidy that was even removed, the money is being stolen. You don't feel the impact on the economy. So it's a terrible situation, my friend.
From what I'm picking up from what you are saying, Vic, you are telling me that the Naira is falling. There is the rising of prices and poor local capacity utilization that are taking a serious toll on individuals and also the businesses. And government, in that sense, has nothing to say, and also they are not doing anything.
Yeah. First and foremost, you know, I feel like for a government to work, for a government to work, it takes a government that knows what it's doing. You have the capacity, you have the strategy, you have the people at heart. You have the citizens, their interests at heart, right? That is one. Last year, we did an election. The election was not violent free. Corruption, looting of ballot paper, and all that. The person leading us right now, like we all know, if we are being honest to ourselves, what's on the street? You know, because I feel like telling yourself that you are the winner based on being the government official is quite different from what the people are saying in the street. It's quite different from what the people want. So you, like, using any means to find a way to power. Last year, the person that is ruling us right now, last year did not attend any presidential debate. Why? As in, at least you should attend this debate, talk to the people, tell the citizens what plans you have for them. I mean, what is your manifesto? What are you going to do? But he said he didn't do that. And they asked him, okay, can you do this? Can you fix this? How are you going to fix this and that? He said, are we going to eat statistics? It's uncalled for. You shouldn't be saying, are we going to eat? Because we need these statistics. We want to know where you're standing. What value are you bringing to the government? All of these things we avoided. And these people, if I'm being honest to you, what's on the street? They didn't win. We know the person that won. We know the person that the people wanted. But the government, you know, the government is like a kappa.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation, my friend. So now, if you are looking at it from that angle, as a citizen that I am, what we're going through right now, we're not supposed to be going through it, because manifesto.
Yeah.
You tell us what you're bringing to the nation, what you're bringing to the table. So when you don't say these things to people, so how are we going to know that you're going to rule us correctly? How are we going to know that you're going to lead us correctly? Mm. So right now, the citizens are suffering for what? Okay, how will I put it? For something that we never voted for.
Yeah.
So the government put somebody there that they feel like is right for us. So that's why this, you know, like this whole thing we're going through right now is because of that government corruption.
They are listening, Victor, and I think there's going to be the steps that will be taken by the Bola Tinubu administration to actually help our students or help our citizens of in Nigeria. Because I think, you understand, Utena, this may push the economy deeper into crisis if there are no certain steps that are being taken while Isenga Kona, or they can still like rectify the situation. Bola Tinubu administration, I think they are listening and they will take care of that. Now, Victor, going further, let's look at the Nigerian education system. Take us through that.
Okay, the educational system, you know, are you asking about the primary, secondary, or the university level?
Yeah, because here in South Africa, we have the primary, which begins at grade R until grade 7. And then there is a secondary education, grade 8 to grade 12. And then you go to varsity. How is it in Nigeria?
Yeah, Nigeria, I think it's similar. You know, in Nigeria, is I think it's 664.
Okay.
664, meaning that when I was little, you know, in the early 90s, you know, there was nothing like kindergarten. I don't know what, you know, I think it's,
yeah,
it's something that is, yeah, it's recent, you know. So I went to a primary school. Before a primary school, I went to a school called Akara School. That's where we use slates. There is a black slate. I don't know people that were born in the 80s, in the early 90s, they will understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like kindergarten and all that. So basically, there's this slate that we use. Then primary school. So I think it's 664. Mm. 6 years in the primary school, 6 years in the secondary school, 6 years, 4 years at the university level.
Oh, 664.
Or, you know, basically polytechnic and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But I think...
So sorry for cutting you short. And it also depends on the course that you're studying at the university level. You know, the least, I think, in Nigeria is 4 years. There are some courses you do 5 years. There are some you do 6 years. So it depends.
Nice, nice. Now, the medicine student, how much, like, how many years do they do in varsity?
I think the medicine student, I think between 6 and 7. I'm not too sure, though.
Oh,
I think it's between 6 and 7 years. And then for engineering students, I think it's 5 years.
Mm.
And I think for social science students, it's 4 years.
Yeah, 664. All right. That's nice, man. That's nice. 664. But here in South Africa, I don't think it's 6 years in primary. No, it's not 6 years, because there is a kindergarten, there is a grade R, there is grade one, grade two.
That is what I'm saying. That, you know, when I was growing up, there was nothing like kindergarten. And I don't know what you call it. When I was growing up. So, but now I know that kids start school early. You see a child of 1 year, 1 year, 6 months, the mom is taking her to school, is taking her to school. But, you know, most times, you know, I feel like parents do stuff like that just because they want time for themselves to work and all that.
That is
true. They might not really have the time to take care of the child. So I can't really, I don't know, I may not really call that a school.
Yeah.
I may call it a daycare or something.
Oh, yeah. That's great, man. Let's speak about the political system in Nigeria. What is the political system in Nigeria?
Yeah, we practice a federal system of government.
Yeah.
Where you have the executive, the judiciary, and we have the legislative arm of government, we have the executive and the judiciary.
Yeah.
So these are the three arms of government that we have.
Last question, Victor, before we let you go, we want to know, what are the major political parties in Nigeria?
Okay, currently, you know, the ruling party is APC.
Yeah.
Then the other political party that is also doing their best to get into power,
yeah,
is the PDP. You know, PDP ruled for 16 years between 1990 to 2015. Then APC has been ruling since 2015, and their government has been terrible, to be honest. I'm citizen, not under any capacity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The government since 2015, like, it has been worse. And most times, you know, every government, current government, currently they are blaming the previous government that has been in power since 2015. And it's the same party.
Yeah.
It's the same political party, but why not fix it? You're blaming, like, there's this blame game, as in there's always somebody to blame.
Yeah.
So, but since 2015, it has been worse. If I'm being honest with you, the economy has been terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Now, we're still waiting for that to happen here in South Africa. Actually, having another party ruling this year, and then the following year, there is another party. It hasn't happened since 1994. The first democratic elections in 1994 was won by the ANC. The ANC have been in power since then until now.
That is something to take home, because I feel like I don't know though, but you know, I feel like African leaders, we need to do more.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like, you know, personally, if that's my last take, I feel like African leaders, we need to do more. Every person wants to leave the continent. Every wants to leave Nigeria for Europe, or maybe they want to go to Canada, because people just want. And most times, you know, when you talk about those things, what we are asking for, we're not asking for much.
Yeah,
we're just asking for good road, constant electricity, good educational system.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, something that you can be able to take care of your family, not like people are asking for millions. And these basic social amenities is what people are enjoying abroad.
Yeah.
Then the worst part is that, I'm speaking for my country, we have the resources to make this happen, but corruption and terrible system of government, corrupt leaders, we know, allow the, as in, let the citizens enjoy. So what they are doing right now, what I feel,
Victor, still there? I think we have lost Victor. Victor was telling us about.
Can you hear me? I'm back.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
I think the worst thing that you can do to any man is to weaponize poverty against them.
Yeah.
So I feel like most African leaders, they do this, you know, as in, I feel like they just take joy in putting the citizens in poverty so that they can control them. I feel like that's just the motive.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you can tell me. So these people, they are scared that if we have enough, if we know our country is rich, we know we have resources beyond oil. We know we are very rich. There's nothing you can tell me about Nigeria. Nigeria is very rich in natural resources.
Yeah.
But why is it that millions of people are living in poverty? It's terrible, man. Terrible situation.
Nice. Victor, we're going to be having you next week on the Wednesday on One Africa, One Love. Thank you so much, man, for always honoring our invite.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.